Back here in Buies Creek, North Carolina, Bowling Green defeats Campbell today 78-72 to improve to 2-0 in the Creek Classic, today beating the host Camels. We're joined now by head coach Michael Huger to talk about the victory. And coach, a familiar pattern, 2 days in a row, a double-digit lead coming out of the locker room and only to trail later in the game and then kind of close it out strong. A bit maddening, I'm sure, from your perspective.
It is definitely maddening. We talked about that at halftime, about closing out the second half very strong. Our guys didn't do a good job at the start, and we let them back in. And once you let them back in, they build that confidence, and they were able to play through it and gave us a tough game. So hopefully we can clean that up at some point, and then we got to go from there.
Clearly, when you found out Clemens was not going to play, it changes almost everything for Campbell. I'm sure in some ways it makes them slightly better, maybe defensively. In other ways, it just changes everything. Talk about making that adjustment as the game began.
The adjustment, you know, when you lose your best player, guys want to step up and show that they can play as well. You got a guy who dominates the ball in Clemens, and when you have a guy like that and he goes out, everybody else is itching to show what they can do. And that's what happened. And Whitfield stepped up today, averaging 5 points. He got 28 today. So he was showing that, hey, I can get those shots. I can do what he does. And that was the difference right there. And Burke was able to step up and get 18. So, you know, that changed the complexion of the game with those guys. And I tried to tell him, I said, you know, without Clemens, they're going to be a better team. They're going to be more hungry to show what they can do. So we got to be prepared for that today. And it was exactly like I said.
For most of the second half, looked like Campbell defensively got you out of your rhythm offensively, even threw some zone on you. What was the culprit there? What'd they do?
We just didn't finish strong. You know, the referees, our guys were looking at what the referees called on one end and expected to get the same call on the other end, and we didn't. And that kind of frustrated them a little bit, but I still thought we didn't go as strong and as tough as we should have. Regardless on what anyone calls, is our game. You know, it doesn't matter what the referees call. We still have to go out and play the game. And that's what I tried to get through to our guys. And, you know, hopefully they understood that, and that won't happen again tomorrow.
Second straight game, Roderick Caldwell with some clutch shots. He comes up with a career-high 20. He's turning into really a guy you can count on when the game's on the line here.
Oh, Roderick's played well. He was really strong today. You know, he defended really well against those guys. He was able to push in transition. But the main thing, he was able to hit big shots. He hit some big shots for us. We got several guys who can hit, make, and take big shots. And that was the difference right there. We had several guys make plays down the stretch, and that kind of saved us the game.
As did rebounding, plus 15 overall, 13-4 on the offensive glass, 16-4 in second chance points, and in a close game, that is clearly the difference for you guys.
It was definitely the difference in the game. We were able to take advantage of our size, and you know, our guys just went in and continued to fight no matter what happened, and you know, we persevered at the end.
Another huge stat: Campbell only turns the ball over 9 times. You score 20 points off him again. Seemingly every time you're given a chance and that opportunity, you're cashing in.
Oh, yeah. Our guys know if we get stops, we're deadly in transition. So that's the key for us, is getting stops. They thrive on getting stops. It's just now we got to get them consistently. And that's the thing. We go in spurts. We kind of put ourselves to sleep tonight. You know what I mean? And when you do that and then try to wake up and perform, it's definitely difficult. So we got to do a much better job of trying to clean that up. The only difficult part now is we got to get ready for Abilene Christian tomorrow. We don't really have time to prepare or try to clean up some things. It's a very hard offense to play against with no preparation. We just went over the basic sets in the hotel last night and, you know, went over the out-of-bounds play, and that was it. So I thought our guys did an exceptional job for an offense that we don't see much, and it's hard. You need time to prepare for offense like that, and we didn't have the time, but our guys did a great job.
Yeah, they run that Princeton offense, but you talked about that they will run the ball and get out in transition. Clearly Clemens is a bit more of a motor in that regard, but today you held them to only 2 fast break points, so you made them set up that offense.
Oh, yeah, they had to set it up, and, you know, with Clemens in the game, he's definitely their engine that starts the fast break for those guys, so they still had Whitfield pushing it really hard. Burke was pushing it really hard. Our guys did a really good job in transition. A lot of guys did things that they're not normally used to doing, but that's what happens when you miss your best player. Other guys step up, and, you know, hats off to those guys. They fought the whole way. They never gave up.
Coach, congrats on being 2-0 here. Hopefully we'll be 3-0 by this time tomorrow.
Thank you.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger joining us here. BG wins 78-72.